This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Participating in carbon insets, our topic today on our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers. We hear from Patrick Wood, founder and GM of Ag Methane Advisors, LLC.
I'm going to be talking about participating in carbon insetting programs. Ag Methane is a small consulting firm. We're based in Vermont. We work with farms all across the U.S., and we've been doing this for 17 years. And essentially what we do is we help dairies generate carbon credits. Folks may have heard about carbon offsets, and really there's a significant distinction between offsets and insets. The term offset or inset, really which term applies depends upon how that commodity the farm is selling is used. So if it's used outside of, say, the dairy supply chain, if somebody reduces methane emissions and sells it to an airline, then that's more likely to be an offset. If, however, in the dairy supply chain, somebody wants to reduce their emissions and has made commitments to reduce their emissions and is providing an incentive for their suppliers, the farms, to reduce those emissions, then that would be in their supply chain, and therefore it's called an inset. Lots of global consumer product group firms are making net zero commitments. And a net zero commitment is when they say, we're going to have our carbon footprint no longer be increasing by a certain date in the future. Often that's typically around 2045. So the U.S. dairy industry, DMI, has made net zero commitments. And so they are facilitating this transition to producing low carbon milk. And I think a real big question is this good for dairy farms in general? It's likely going to be good for milk marketing. It's likely going to be good for the climate. But is it good for dairy farms? And as long as it leads to added value and profit, not additional costs. And there's good reasons to be concerned that it would lead to additional cost or obligation or mandates, but also there's ways to make it profitable. And so in general, just when creating these carbon assets, recommend that farms work with their trusted advisors. Everybody from agronomists are getting more and more knowledgeable, to their nutritionists, to carbon consultants. So it may be obvious to align with your co-op or processor if they have a great program that seems like it's going to be a really good fit for you. Wonderful. But I think it's also important not to just take the first option that comes to you and to think critically about it and to be informed and know what you're getting into. In particular, if your co-op or processor doesn't have a program yet, lots of them are still developing these programs. What can you do then to still tap into these new opportunities? There are lots of programs to participate in carbon markets active now. This is not something that is 3 years, 5 years down the road. This is really out there now, and trying to figure out how to integrate it into your business is something to spend time on, in my opinion. Often a great way to start is to start with a greenhouse gas inventory, because you can only manage what you can measure. And PDPW has the Your Farm, Your Footprint program, which would be one great way to do that. We know the emissions primarily come from manure management. And if you manage your manure in a liquid storage environment like a lagoon or slurry pit, you're going to have a lot more emissions than in a dry lot. In addition, we know that enteric methane emissions are high. So a lot of those high-level answers are already known. That said, it can still be valuable, very valuable for farms to know specifically on their farm, how do these things fit in? There are industry-led efforts, which are great and wonderful in the interest of the whole industry. At the same time, I know some farms who are skeptical of those and want to figure out ways to do it on their own so they can see what the outcome is first before their information gets shared too far up the chain. So trying to figure out where you fit into that. And if it is something you want to do on your own and have more control over the results, figuring out the most efficient way to do that.
Patrick Wood is founder and general manager of Ag Methane Advisors, LLC, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.